so we set free from sin. I remember when I got to that well. Hallelujah. It's a springing up into everlasting life. It's come time for our first message this morning. I want Brother Jerry Steins from Solid Rock Baptist Church over in Granite Falls, North Carolina. I appreciate Brother Jerry. He's been a blessing to my life. Appreciate their church and their support of camp meeting. Appreciate these local men. I appreciate how they preached yesterday in the service. And I'm going to ask him to come around and preach to us about 30 minutes. You just deliver what's in your heart, brother. I love you. Amen.
Ryan, we appreciate the opportunity to be here today. And thank you for being here, all right? If you got a Bible, turn, if you would, to 1 Samuel chapter number 17. 1 Samuel chapter number 17. I'm not going to preach on David and Goliath, so don't worry. Amen. Thank you, Brother Steve and Royal and Jamie, for the privilege and opportunity to preach. Thank you for being here this morning. I told Brother Steve, now, if I've got to preach like Joe Arthur, I'll just throw in the towel right now. I have two daughters. And how I could relate to that message last night. Isn't it amazing? I've heard preaching. I preached that several times. But I love the fact that God's fresh and a brand new every day. When I'd never seen, he addressed her as daughter. My soul, wow, how good that was. I tell you, I appreciate that so much, Brother Joe. It is a great message. 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 31. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And here's where I want to get our text. And David said unto Saul, let me tell ye my story. I've got a question today. Do you have a story to tell? And David said, let me tell ye my story. The servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he would deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go and the Lord be with you. Do you have a story to tell? Lord, please bless us and help us. Lord God, don't leave me up here by myself. And I pray, Lord, just do that. Use this simple thought for your glory. Amen. When I got saved by the grace of God and God called me to preach, I began to read biographies of great men. Men like Percy Ray and just men, all these men, R.A. Torrey, as many men as I could read in their biographies. And my heart would burn at the stories that I had to tell about their God. But the day came when I didn't want to read about somebody else's story. I didn't want to read about what God was doing for someone else. I went to God and I said, God, I'm not a Percy Ray. And God, you know that. And I'm not these other men. But Lord, you're no respecter of persons either. And I want my own stories. I want to know a God that when the giants come into my life, I'll know what to do. I'll know where to turn to. I'll know what to, who to run to in a time of need. We find the children of Israel, they're in a battle. And it's been going on for 40 days. And Jesse says, son, I want you to go see how the battle's going. And he sends David with some groceries and find out how the battles are going. And he runs up and he gets there. He's confronted almost immediately with Satan's champion. May I remind you, that's the title they gave him. It wasn't a title God gave him. Amen. And so Satan's champion comes out on the scene. He's large. He's big. He's loud. He's demanding. And not only that, he's lingering. He's not going away. He's determined that somebody's going to serve. Either the children of Israel will serve him, or he's going to serve them. May I remind you, that's a lie. Amen. He wants to destroy you. He wants to kill you. He's not determined. And on this scene, David comes on the scene. And immediately he's confronted with some things. He's confronted almost immediately with the cowards. They say, David hears him cussing his God. And he said, who is this uncircumcised? That's God's title. Uncircumcised Philistine to cuss my God. And all of a sudden, those fellows say, have you seen this dude? I mean, he's big. Have you seen him? Well, I remember one day I went to interview a man. I went in barreling in, and I just run slap into him, and I looked up, and he's the biggest man I ever seen. I just looked up and said, I'm glad I didn't knock you down. He was enormous. And Satan's champion moves on the scene and says, boo! And they all run like a bunch of cockroaches when the lights is turned on. And he had to address the cowards. But then he had to address the critics. What sad, his brother come up and said, who have you left that bunch of sheep with? What are you doing over here? You can't do anything. I mean, what are you doing here? You've no business here. You're just a shepherd. What are you doing here? Then he's got to address these things. But David said, is there not a cause? And may I say today, there is still a cause. There's still a cause to stand and preach. There's still a cause to pray. There's still a cause to take a stand for God. So there's still a cause to take place. So they usher him in to Saul. I love this. Only God can do this. Saul thinks he's the king. But he's really not the king. God has already anointed David as a king. I love that. Then David goes in. He could have addressed, God's anointed me as king. You're really not king. You're a pretend king. May I say, but Saul said, David said, my servant. Now I love that. So he comes into Saul, and Saul basically says, man, what are you doing here? You can't fight this giant. He's been a warrior from his youth, and he's going to squash you. You know, you ain't got a chance. But David, in his confidence, the saints champion, but the servant's confidence, he says, Saul, let me tell you my lion story. Let me tell you my bear story. Let me tell you my story. And I got to wondering one day, I got to desiring my own story. And I said, Lord, how can I get my own stories? I thank God for what God's doing for you. But when I face my giants, I need to know about my God. I need to know. By the way, I know they cut Goliath's head off, but the giants are still living. No doubt this morning there's some come with a giant of despair, a giant of discouragement, a giant of defeat, a giant of unbelief. No doubt there's many, many giants we have in our lives. And I said, God, I want my own story. So how do we get our own story? May I say, first of all, we get our story by serving. David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go out and fight with the Philistines. Verse number 34, and David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. There came a lion and a bear, took a lamb out of the flock. I want you to know, if you get a story, God be busy serving. It's in the serving. While everybody else is lining up to get an anointing from God, David's a serving. There's something about serving that nothing takes the place of. One day I went visiting. I made the round, you know, Caldwell, Catawba, all way around. And I had got back to the church. And could I get my water early? Praise God. I'm nervous. When I get nervous, I get dry. Thank you. Made the rounds, got back to the church. And a lady called me and said, would you go see my brother? Why, yes, I've done a pastorly thing. But I complained. And I grumbled to God all the way to the hospital. Now, you wouldn't understand if you're, unless you're a pastor. And you've been going all day. I walked in the room, he's done gone home. I'm just complaining more. And I start down the hallway. And there's a little black woman sitting in a chair. Say, hey, you. Yes, is you a preacher? And about that time, God so convicted me. I just dropped my head and I said, ma'am, I'm sure trying. I'd been a complaining. And she said, well, I've been waiting on all day for somebody to come and pray for me. You bow right here, you pray first. I said a few words. But then she started praying and patting me on the top of my head. I'm honest to my soul. I believe if I'd looked up, I'd seen the Lord himself. I left that day with a story to tell about how good God is. You don't get that. You don't get that trying to want a position. You get that serving. You don't get that because your name's on the sign. Get that because you're serving. If you want to defeat giants publicly, then you've got to defeat them privately. I love this. You can't wait till you get on the hillside and a giant's coming down the other side to decide, I need God. I love the three Hebrew children. They got in front of the king. He said, you bow or burn. And they said, well, I want you to know, listen. I want you to listen. He said, we know our God can deliver us. We know that. But want you to know, if not, we're still not going to bow. You don't get that when you're standing in front of a fiery furnace. They got that serving somewhere. They got that in a secret place, in a place of a seeking God. They got that in that kind of place. You just don't get it. David said, went out from Saul. I love this. Whenever God wanted to anoint him, he got all the boys together. Jesse's lined them all up. They've done decided which one ought to be king. And God said, nope. Samuel, nope. Goes down all down the list. And he says, Jesse, is there another? He said, well, I got one. But he's down there serving. By the way, don't miss this. When he got done with the anointing, David went back to serving. He went back to taking care of the sheep. Amen. He's king. But he went back to taking care of the sheep. Genesis 26:24, my servant Abraham. Numbers 12:7, my servant Moses. Numbers 14:21, my servant Caleb. 2 Samuel 7:5, my servant David. Job 1:8, my servant Job. Seems like everywhere I look, men that did something and stood for something were people that served for the glory of God. Gotta be a servant. How do we get our own story? Well, we get a story for standing. I've done touched on this, but may I say this? God, stand the coward against the coward. There'll always be somebody says, we can't do this. We can't do this. We can't do this. Well, they told me 25, 26 years ago, if you preach the Bible and take a stand, you'll not build a church. Well, we've done pretty good. You can't reach a lot of young people. We're doing pretty good. I want to tell you something. The cowards will tell you, always running by fear. Lord, help us. Lord, help us to get a hold of a faith that's bigger than fear. Amen. Then the critics. Then I said, there's a cause. But notice not only that guy's own story by being separated. Not only for serving, but being separated. When Saul said, okay, man, you sold me on your story. He said, I'll tell you what we'll do. He said, we'll get my armor and try to attack my armor on you. I said this earlier, and I mean it to be true. Well, I said, if I've got to preach like Brother Joe, I might as well just quit. That's a preaching machine. My goodness. I was praying for him last night. I said, Lord, have mercy while preaching. But you know what I learned a long time ago? I can't be Joe Arthur. Well, Steve Dagenhart's a preaching machine. He preaches at our church. Man, he's a preaching machine. Man, I can't be a Steve Dagenhart. I used to, when I first surrendered, thought, well, I'd like to preach like Mace Jackson. Well, I tried it a couple times, fell flat on my face. I want you to know all we can do is put on what we've been using all along. Amen. Well, that's the reason I love this old book. You know, I'll have to put on something new. Amen. Just preach the same old book. Well, I tell you, that's the reason why when God put me in a church, I decided I was going to build it on the preaching of the Word of God. I love singing. I love all we do. But I want you to know the preaching of the Word of God gets a job done. It's got to be separated. Saul said, I'm going to put my armor on you. I can see David trying to strap that mess on. Finally, David says, listen, this ain't going to work for me. I can't wear your armor. I can't be you. And I don't need that. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put his helmet of brass upon his head, and also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off. Let me help you. God doesn't need anything to do his business. He doesn't need anything to fight giants. He doesn't. And I want you to know, so David took in his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the book. Someone said that he was going to kill the whole crowd, Goliath and his brothers, I don't know, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even a scrip and his sling in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistines. How do we get our own story? By serving, by standing, by being separated. But I find he's going to tell a story to one more. Not just Saul. He's got a story for Satan's champion. He's got a story to tell him. I love that. And he said, David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. Man, you messed up. You should have chosen some other army to take on besides the army of God. I want you to know, we need to realize we're an army of God. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. So he comes and he says, I love this. He said, this day, I love this. It's got a story for you. You're getting ready to die, dude. That's in my Bible, maybe not yours. You're getting ready to die. This day will the Lord deliver thee in mine hands. And I will smite thee and take thine head from me, thee, and give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know there is a God in Israel. Does the giants in your life know there's a God that resides in your heart? I love camp meeting. I'm not much of a camp meeting preacher, but I love camp meeting. And we'll get help. And some of you will get your story this week. 17 years ago, our grandson, Jim Baptist, had his kidney taken out and cancer. And it was about one of the lowest times. We'd wept much of the day. We was worried. I know you super Baptists never worry. We was worried. You say, it ain't right. I know it ain't right. You don't have to tell me. I know it ain't right. We's worried. We's broken. And I told Arlene, if we can just get to camp meeting on a Tuesday night, if we can just get to camp meeting, and we sat by where that gentleman right there in a white shirt sat, and Tom Gillum got up and preached. And I want you to know, it's just like God said, I've got this. I've got this. I want you to know it's going to be all right. And that day we fell around these shavings and we give that thing to the Lord. He's here with me today. He's 18 years old. He's bigger than I am. But I keep whooping him. I'll just have to shoot him if he turns on me. Amen. But I want you to know, I give that thing to the Lord that day. And we left. Not broken. Not shattered. We left rejoicing in what God had given us. But we had a story. And 1 Samuel 17:47, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and the spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. He had a story to tell. Just wondering tonight, this morning, do you have a story? Can I shout just one more? Well, I'm glad you're going to let me. Amen. Amen. When there's a man in the hospital, a nurse, she's lost. Come up, say, preacher, there ain't no point praying for him. He'll be dead in about 30 minutes. I've never done this before, and they'll probably never do it again. I walked in. I said, Lord, would you touch this man so this nurse will know there's a God in heaven? Amen. I went the next day. I seen her. She made some kind of ugly face. And if you're a Baptist preacher, that's nothing unusual. And I just stomped off the other way. I walked in. He's sitting up in the bed eating lunch. Well, I went to hunting her. I want her to know there's a God in heaven. We're giving Satan's champions too much credit. Where did David learn this? He learned this servant. He learned this servant. You don't get this unless you're serving. Maybe never lose heart in serving our God. Oh, what a privilege. What a privilege. What an honor that God would allow me the privilege to serve. And I want you to know. And this giant said, ain't no way I'm going to cut you up and feed you to the birds. I'm going to make bird food out of you. But see, he didn't realize this, that David wasn't depending on his sling and on his stone. Now, you say, well, why wasn't he? I'll tell you, he told him he's going to cut his head off, and the dude's not even got a sword. He ain't even got a pocket knife. I thought, how in God's name you going to cut his head off and you ain't even got a pocket knife? Which I hope I never have to cut nobody's head off with my pocket knife. Anyway, let's move on. He said, how in the world are you going to cut his head off and you don't even have a pocket knife? Because he's not trusting in his sling or in his stone. He's trusting the Lord to deliver him. He said, you'll be no different. That line, oh, I love that line story. I'm tending sheep, minding my own business, looking up to heaven, saying, God, what is man that thou art mindful of him? That you'd even think about us, praising God, singing to the Lord. And all of a sudden, you hear some rustling in the grass. And a lion comes out. And he goes out and he rips them apart. He says, my God, what a Savior. He goes down and a bear comes in. And he wrestles and destroys it. And he says to Satan's champion, you're no different than that lion and that bear. By the way, you're just an uncircumcised Philistine. And my Lord that give victory then will give victory now. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you have a story? Do you have a story? We need a story. Then we need to let others sing about us. And the woman answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands, but David his 10,000. Brother, I'm done. Amen.